Any physical changes to your body, whether they're visible or not, are likely to have an impact on you, your body image, and possibly your sexual function. Those changes may be challenging to come to terms with, especially if it means the removal of a breast, the uterus, or the rectum. But it's not to say that your sex life is over. In this track, we'll look at the common outcomes and side effects of surgery on different cancers in the sexual zones. Pauline Tanner, Cancer Nurse Coordinator, has all the info. Pauline, let's start with breast surgery. Can you tell me briefly what happens there?
Breast surgery or treatment for breast cancer can include a lumpectomy where the lump and the cancer is removed. That can be followed by chemotherapy. It usually includes radiotherapy as well. Or the woman may have a mastectomy. For some women, nipple stimulation for arousal is a very important part of sexuality and their sexual expression. And that, of course, loss of a breast can change that sense of how they're aroused sexually. So they may need to talk to somebody and certainly talk to their partner about changes in how they approach sexuality. Any physical changes can make us feel less attractive. Women often worry about what their partner may think, but often actually when we've spoken to partners, their partners still see that woman as the person who they love and that they think is very attractive. So it may just be how you feel about it and that you need time to adjust to those changes.
Hysterectomy means removal of the uterus. What exactly happens in this case?
The uterus can be removed through the abdomen or through the vagina, which means that the top part of the vagina is stitched up when the uterus is removed. That can shorten the vagina somewhat, but there's also a sense for some women that the uterus is very much a part of who they are as a woman and their femininity.
What about the sensation side of things?
Some women feel that there are changes to their sensation after having had surgery to the pelvic area. It may be that that's a short term and it just needs for things to settle down, and then eventually they will get back to feeling how they did before and feel the same sense of sexual pleasure. For other women, there can in fact be changes and they may need support and advice.
And does a hysterectomy affect the ability to orgasm?
It shouldn't do. You should still be able to have an orgasm. If you feel that that has changed, you perhaps should talk to your doctor or your nurse about that.
A vulvectomy is when some or all of the outer sex organs are removed. Apart from the obvious, how exactly does this affect sexuality?
Having a partial or a complete vulvectomy would have a major impact for most women on how they feel as a sexual person. It has a physical change in that you look different. There's an emotional impact. Can be a sense of a loss of your femininity, and certainly need to have time to adjust to these changes. If you have a partner, then there's also the adjustment of how your partner feels about it and how you think your partner feels about it.
How significant is the change in appearance of your sexual organs?
It varies, and I think that's very important for the woman to discuss this. You should discuss it with your doctor before you have the surgery so that it doesn't have such an impact on you afterwards if you've prepared yourself for how it may look.
Is orgasm still achievable?
Orgasm's usually still achievable, but again, there may be some pain associated with the surgery, and it can take time to achieve what you feel comfortable about being a sexual person again.
How is your sexuality affected after rectal surgery when you have to have a stoma formed?
Following surgery, the nerves are not usually affected, but there can be a period of time of recovering from the surgery. There can be changes to the vaginal sensations, and it can just feel different during sexual intercourse. For some women, they can feel pain and some discomfort. It can be short term, but if this continues, then they should speak to their doctor or nurse so that they can be referred for specialist support.
Do you have any tips for people with stomas when they want to become sexual again?
You maybe want to think about making some changes. Think about different positions that are comfortable for you when you're having sexual intercourse or an intimate relationship. Maybe include cushions to feel more comfortable in those positions. You'd want to think about clothing that makes you feel feminine, pretty, maybe something lacy that hides the stoma. Many women say that they like to think ahead as well and plan ahead. If they plan that they're going to have an intimate evening, they think about their diet beforehand and the timing of their eating so that they don't worry about the stoma becoming active.
Is there any time when you can take the stoma off?
There are plugs that can be used so that you don't have to have the stoma bag in position, and you should ask your stoma therapist about this.